Hey there, I'm Chris, Radio Volunteer Claire, and today I'll be reading the May edition of National Geographic Kids. In this article, there's a picture of two elephants on the cover. To the left of the elephants is a black caption reading, "Elephant Secrets, 5 Ways These Animals Reveal How Smart They Are." Let's turn the page. On the left-hand side, there's an ad for a game. You can ask your parent or teacher to download the game and play it. But for now, we're going to turn our attention to the right-hand side of the page, the table of contents. In this issue, on page 12, we'll be reading about secrets of the elephants. Check out 5 surprising ways these animals show their smart, caring nature. On page 20, we'll read about 30 cool things about food. Chew on these tasty facts. And on page 22, we'll be reading about the gray fox rescue. Discover how kind animals saved this pup after a serious fall. And lastly, on page 26, would you survive in the age of dinos? Take this colossal quiz to find out. Let's turn the page. Weird but true. Check out these outrageous facts by Julie Beer and Michelle Harris. On the left-hand side of the page, there's a picture of a wind turbine, which is a tall white object with 3 propeller blades. A wind turbine in Denmark is as tall as a 72-story building. On the right of the wind turbine, there are 2 birds. Male blue-footed boobies do a high-step strut to attract mates. One person invented a super-fast potato peeler out of a toilet brush attached to a drill. While reading, you blink about half as much as usual. Some squat lobsters, a kind of crustacean, are covered in hair-like bristles. Roman gladiators consumed an energy drink containing ash. A newborn sea otter's fur traps in so much air that it's impossible for the animal to sink. Honeybees have 2 stomachs. Volcanoes once erupted on the moon. On the right-hand side of the page, we have an article titled "Big Question" by Julie Beer. Can counting sheep help you fall asleep? Having trouble catching some Z's? Maybe you've been told to drink a glass of warm milk, take a relaxing bath, or use your imagination to count sheep as they jump over a fence. This odd idea might have started in ancient Britain, where shepherds carefully counted their flock before bedtime to make sure none had gone missing during the day. But does it really help you drift off to dreamland? Maybe not. Sleep researchers conducted a study of people who had a hard time falling asleep. They asked the participants to either count sheep or imagine a relaxing scene, like a beach. Turns out, the people who thought about something relaxing fell asleep 20 minutes faster than those who counted the sheep. Bah! There are 2 extra facts on this page. The ancient Egyptians sometimes mummified sheep, and sheep have rectangular pupils. Let's turn the page. Guinness World Records by Kay Boatner. Man walks in the sky. This guy walked across a slack line, strung 6,236 feet above Brazil in South America. The highest slackline walk ever. That's more than twice as high as the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa in the United Arab Emirates. Attached to a safety harness, Rafael Zugnobrity walked barefoot across the slackline. The high wire was stretched between 2 hot air balloons, but that might have been less scary than another feat. Brity is also the record holder for the longest slackline walk over an active volcano. In the picture next to this text, Brity is walking on a slackline high up in the sky wearing a cowboy hat. Ginormous antlers. Whoa, dear. Skeletal remains and cave paintings reveal that males of an ancient species called giant deer, or Irish elk, hold the record for the largest antlers ever. From tip to tip, their antlers spanned 11 feet 9 inches, up to 6 times the width of a modern deer's. Scientists think the animals use their antlers to fight other males and attract female deer's. Above this text is a picture of a deer. The museum recreation shows what scientists think a giant deer looked like. This deer is thinking, "Where's my giant hat? Stretch limo. You'll never run out of room in your carpool again." This vehicle holds the record for the world's longest car, stretching 100 feet long, or some 20 feet longer than a blue whale. The 26-wheel vehicle which was built from several Cadillac cars, can seat up to 75 people. Nicknamed American Dream, this car includes a waterbed, a swimming pool, and a miniature golf course. A helipad for landing copters is even on the roof. Above this text is a picture of the limousine in question. It is very long. On the right-hand side of the page is an article titled, "Bet You Didn't Know, 7 Sweet Facts About Animal Siblings," by Paige Towler. On this page, there's a picture of 2 lion cubs and 7 cool facts. Number 1. Related lion cubs sometimes play wrestle, which helps them to learn to hunt. Number 2. Wolves feed, play with, and even babysit their younger siblings. Number 3. Scientists think that Cascades frogs can recognize their siblings by scent. Number 4. A hive worker's honeybees are all sisters or half-sisters. Number 5. Barn owl siblings sometimes groom each other in exchange for food. Number 6. Leatherback sea turtles communicate with each other from inside their eggs. And number 7. Nearly blind at birth, baby shrews form a line behind mom and hold on to each other's tails. Let's turn to page 8, where there's an article titled, "By the Numbers." Here's how much a 65-pound kid would weigh on different planets. This article is by Jennifer Adrian and Omar Nouri. On Mercury, a 65-pound kid would weigh 25 pounds. On Venus, they would weigh 59 pounds. On Earth, they would obviously weigh 65 pounds. On Mars, they would weigh 25 pounds. On Jupiter, they would weigh a whopping 154 pounds. On Saturn, they would weigh 69 pounds. On Uranus, they would weigh 58 pounds. And on Neptune, they'd weigh 73 pounds. Why the weight change? Your weight is a measure of the pull of gravity between you and the planet you're standing on, but the force of gravity changes depending on the planet's mass. So if you were on another planet, the different force of gravity would cause your weight to change. Let's turn the page and read about amazing animals. Dog hangs 10. "Sit, stay, please, I can do better than that," reads the caption above a dog standing on a surfboard. In Pacifica, California, this dog really knew how to catch waves, that is. For 2 years in a row, Abigail the Australian Kelpie took the top prize at the World Dog Surfing Championships, where she surfed the largest and longest waves. She nailed it in every category, competition judge Carly Kale says. Owner Michael Oy started taking Abigail to the beach after adopting her. Once the dog got used to the water, she eventually hopped on a surfboard. "Kelpies that work herd sheep by running across their backs," Oy says, noting that the breed's natural instinct might have helped Abby balance on a surfboard. The dog also rode a custom board that was lighter, thinner, and soft on top, so she could dig in her claws, and nobody minded that wet dog smell. This article was by Aaron Sitter. On the left of this article, there are 2 pictures. Abby Girl catches waves alongside a human rider. Abby Girl and owner Michael Oy head back into the water. Pig saves owner, Las Vegas, Nevada. Jordan Jones was playing outside when suddenly a growling dog lunged toward him. Terrified, the boy could barely react. But just in time, Jordan's pot-bellied pig, Daisy, jumped in front of the dog, fending off the angry animal. Jordan's mom, Kim Jones, heard Daisy's squeals and ran outside. "Jordan was just frozen, not moving," she says. Daisy was backed into a corner, but still standing up to the dog. At one point, Daisy's head was locked in the dog's jaws, but she refused to give up. Jordan's dad finally untangled Daisy and the dog. Jordan was fine, as was Daisy after a few stitches. If Daisy hadn't been there, the dog would have attacked Jordan, Jones says. "Daisy will always be our hero." This article was by Christina Chan. Below the article is a picture of Daisy, who's thinking, "Just call me a super pig." Seal pup mystery. Carnforth, England. The last thing anyone expected to see in the middle of the country road was a seal pup. But there was Ghost, 2 miles away from the nearest river and about 8 miles from his ocean habitat. How did the motherless youngster get so far from home? You never see seals this far inland, wildlife rescuer Nick Green says. I figured whoever reported the seal had made a mistake. Seals often hunt where rivers meet the sea, so one possibility is that Ghost swam too far upriver and got lost. But the fact that he left the river and made the difficult journey over land stunned researchers. They feel safest in the water, Green says. This was extremely unusual, and we'll never know the reason. Luckily, Ghost was healthy and unharmed, so he was released back into the Irish Sea less than 2 weeks later. He swam right off, Green says. The mystery remains unsolved, but at least the story has a happy ending. This article was by Aline Alexander Newman. The seal above is thinking, next time I'll ask for directions. Let's turn the page. Secrets of the Elephants. 5 surprising ways these animals show their smart, caring nature. By Scott Elder and Allison Shaw. On this page, there's a picture of 2 elephants. These are African savanna elephants of the Samburu National Reserve in Kenya. Like all elephants, 10-year-old Joshua is curious. One day, he is standing near Joyce Poole's Jeep in Asmobili National Park in Kenya. The elephant biologist and National Geographic explorer takes off her flip-flop and tosses it to him. She turns around to talk to another researcher, and bonk! A small wildebeest bone whacks her on the back of the head. Joshua thought they were playing a game. Although Poole has studied elephants for nearly 50 years, these animals still surprise her. Read on to discover 5 incredible elephant abilities. Number 1. Elephants never really forget. Once, Poole made friends with a curious wild male named Vladimir. He would let Poole touch his trunk and tusks. 12 years later, she returned to Vladimir's home. The scientist wondered how he'd react. I called to him, and he came over and let me touch him again, she says. There was no doubt in my mind that he remembered me. I was the only one who ever had that kind of interaction with him. Elephants remember important things about their habitat, too. For instance, a single elephant can devour hundreds of pounds of leaves and vegetation and guzzle 50 gallons of water every day. But in the grasslands of East Africa, trees are scattered and the land often becomes bone dry. That's why elephants there memorize to find faraway food and water. And even if an old watering hole appears dry, the clever elephants know how to dig a well. Number 2. Elephants make long-distance calls. How many of your friends could you identify by their voices if they were shouting at you from around the block? Female elephants can recognize the calls of about 100 different extended family members. They can even tell who's who from a mile and a half away. Elephant families tend to split up into smaller groups for days or weeks when they travel or search for food. Their ability to remember each other's low-pitched rumbles lets elephants keep in touch until the next family reunion. But the caller ID has another purpose, too. They're able to recognize who's family, friend, or stranger, Poole says. If they hear a distant friend calling, "Where are you?" they'll answer, "I'm here," in a powerful voice. Number 3. Elephants adopt orphans. It's a sad fact. For many animal species, when a mother dies, her offspring do not have anyone to care for them, and also die. But elephants are different. When a female elephant named Tusklisk died, her baby was orphaned. Although Tusklisk's adult daughter Tulip already had a young calf of her own, she adopted the youngster. Because they have such close bonds and close friendships, it's just natural that they would adopt and look after calves, Poole says. What surprised her, though, was when she saw Tulip nursing a third calf, another orphan, that wasn't even part of her extended family. They're so caring about other elephants, she says. They're able to put themselves in another's shoes, so to speak, which is definitely a sign of higher intelligence. The elephants above this blurb are Asian elephants in the Bandipur National Park in India. Number 4. Elephants figure things out with their trunks. Elephants use their trunks to trumpet loudly, saying things like, "I'm happy," or "Leave me alone." But like a human's hands, trunks also give elephants the ability to grab things and handle them carefully. They use their trunks to stuff food and water into their mouths, fling objects, and sometimes get into mischief. Elephants outsmart humans all the time, said George Wittermeyer, a biologist who works with the organization Save the Elephants. For example, these animals sometimes lift the lids on water tanks with their trunks, then suck them dry while people sleep. A few have even figured out how to turn on faucets to get a drink. It shows how intelligent they are, Wittermeyer says, but unfortunately, they don't turn the faucet off, to the great annoyance of the people living there. Under this article is a picture of an Asian elephant in Minaraya National Park, Sri Lanka. And number 5, elephants care for the injured. If elephants are in trouble, their friends and family help them. Wittermeyer remembers when he and other researchers tranquilized a female elephant in order to fit her with a radio collar. The elephant was starting to get woozy and was about to fall over, he says. Other elephants thought she was wounded and came to help. They lifted her with their tusks and pulled with their trunks, trying to hold her up. Another time, Wittermeyer saw elephant family members visit a young female with a broken leg every day until she recovered. She thinks it's likely the injured female would have died without the companionship and assistance. Being a good friend is very important to elephants. Meet the family. Check out 4 types of elephants. African savanna elephant. Around 13 feet tall and weighing up to 7 tons, African savanna elephants are the largest type of elephant. Groups of up to 70 individuals roam the plains of sub-Saharan Africa. African desert elephant. A type of savanna elephant, these pachyderms are also around 13 feet tall, but are often thinner. They live in the Namib and Sahara deserts. Their slightly larger footpads keep them from sinking into the sand. African forest elephant. Smaller than their savanna cousins, at 10 feet tall and weighing up to 5 tons, forest elephants have tusks that point downward, which might help keep them from getting tangled in the brush. Small family groups live in central and west African forests. Asian elephants. These elephants live in tropical forests and grasslands in South and Southeast Asia, weighing around 5.5 tons and standing up to 7.8 feet tall. Asian elephants have smaller ears than their African cousins and only one finger-like extension on their trunk, which helps them grab small stems. African elephants have too. Trunk tails. An elephant's long nose is like an extra hand, except way better. Check out how these bendy, boneless trunks are an all-purpose tool. An elephant can suck up to 2 gallons of water into its trunk and spray its body to cool down. After breaking off a branch from a tree with its trunk, an elephant can use the twig like a fly swatter. An elephant can sniff out food that's several miles away and water up to 12 miles away. Let's turn the page. Playtime. Playtime is super fun, but it's also important because playing exercises muscles, brains, and social skills. In fact, many wild animals play, including elephants. For instance, elephant biologist Joyce Poole has seen elephants swim upside down, twirl a piece of string like a lasso, and kick around a cushion like a soccer ball. When two elephant families meet, the calves will often go off and play together, Poole says. That can help make new friendships between the families. Check out some of the ways young elephants play. Next to this text is a picture of 2 elephants. One is bonking into the other. The one bonking is thinking, bonk, and the other is thinking, let's pretend we're bumper cars. Under this picture is text that says, like kids, calves sometimes pretend as part of the play. I've seen elephants act like enemies in the grass, Poole says. They crash through the bushes, then come to a sudden stop as if standing down an imaginary foe, even though nothing is there. Below this text is another text saying, some types of play help young elephants practice skills they'll need as adults. For example, young males trunk wrestle and grab each other's feet to try to topple the other. As grown-ups, these skills will help them compete for mates. To the left is a picture of 2 elephants trunk wrestling. One of them is thinking, trunk wrestle time, and the other one is thinking, you're on. Let's look at the other side of the page. On the top of the page, there is a purple text box stating, "Just like many humans, elephant calves love to swim. I've seen baby elephants spend hours playing in the water," Poole says. "Their moms will basically say, 'Let's go,' and the babies will run to them and say, 'Uh-uh,' and then race back to the water. They'll trumpet and push each other to get in." In the picture next to this text, there are two elephants playing in the water. One is thinking, 5 more minutes, and the other one is thinking, "But your trunk is all pruned." Below this picture, there's another text box. "How can you tell if elephants are fighting or just playing?" Body language. When elephants play, their whole body is very floppy and loose, Poole says. The two elephants play fighting in the picture next to this are thinking, "I'm top elephant," while the other elephant thinks, "For now." At the bottom of the page, here are some tips to help save elephants. Elephants are threatened by poaching, habitat loss, and human conflict. See how you can help these gentle giants. Be a careful tourist. When traveling, don't support attractions that make elephants perform or interact with tourists, like posing for photos or offering rides. These behaviors are not normal for wild animals and stress out the elephants. Avoid ivory. Never buy, sell, or wear things made of ivory, which elephant tusks are made of. Ivory has been used to make jewelry, billiard balls, dominoes, piano keys, and souvenirs. Shop smart. Ask your parents to look for coffee and wood products that have a seal from the Rainforest Alliance or the Forest Stewardship Council. This means that the products were grown in ways that protect forest habitats where elephants live. Support conservation. Host a bake sale, craft fair, or neighborhood fun run, then donate the proceeds to an organization that helps save elephants. Let's turn the page. On this page, there are a picture of two rodents. The harvest mouse is the smallest rodent in Europe. Their long tails help the mice grab grass or twigs as they climb to find food. Young mice often link their tails together, like BFFs. These mice build round nests that resemble a bird's. Let's turn the page. 30 Cool Facts About Food by Kay Boatner. Number 1. Human food technologists taste pet chow for companies. Number 2. The chandelier in the Coconut Palace in the Philippines is made out of 101 coconut shells. Number 3. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a tomato is a veggie, but botanists say it's a fruit. Number 4. Vanilla is used to make chocolate. Number 5. Christopher Columbus brought the first lemon seeds to the Americas. Number 6. The co-inventor of a cotton candy machine was a dentist. Number 7. It's considered rude to eat anything with your fingers in Chile, even French fries. Number 8. Drinking coffee in 17th century Turkey was punishable by death. Number 9. A protein can prevent ice cream from melting quickly in hot weather. Number 10. Pilots and co-pilots eat different food on board in case a meal makes one of them sick. Number 11. There are more than 40,000 types of rice. Number 12. Pumpkins almost went extinct. Number 13. Smelling rosemary can improve your memory. 14. Food neophobia is the fear of trying new foods. 15. Camel milk doesn't curdle. Number 16. Peanut butter can be converted into a diamond. Number 17. If you ate one variety of apple a day, you'd need 20 years to try them all. Number 18. It can take up to 21 days to make a single jelly bean. Number 19. You can visit a gelato museum in Italy. Number 20. Gustatory rhinitis is what doctors call a runny nose caused by spicy foods. Number 21. Asparagus stalks can grow 10 inches in one day. Number 22. Scientists have figured out how to unboil an egg. 23. The stringy parts of a banana are called phloem. Number 24. The peak time for passing gas is 5 hours after you've had lunch or dinner. Number 25. A ham once sold for $2 million. Number 26. The World's Fair in 1904 featured a life-size elephant made of almonds. Number 27. Some dogs' paws smell like corn chips. Number 28. Red food coloring is often made from crushed bugs. Number 29. All the cranberries grown in North America in 1 year would stretch from Boston, Massachusetts to Los Angeles, California, and back 250 times. And lastly, 30. A menu from the RMS Titanic sold for $88,000 at an auction. Let's turn the page. Gray Fox Rescue. Below this article's title is a picture of the fox stuck in a 15-foot well. How Caring People Saved This Pup After a Serious Fall by Elizabeth Hillfrank. A 6 to 8 week-old gray fox follows his mom one spring night as she hunts mice and grasshoppers. As the pair walk around the grounds of a cathedral in St. Paul, Minnesota, the youngster takes a tumble, accidentally falling 15 feet down a window well. The tiny kit can't climb out of the small space around the church's basement window. The mama fox helplessly circles the hole while the youngster cries out in distress. Close call. A few days later, the rector who lives in the church follows the sounds until he finds the kit, with no mom in sight. I tried calling every animal shelter in the area, John Ubel says, but most rescues are closed for the weekend. Ubel worries that this little fox won't survive very much longer. Each time Ubel returns to check up on the kit, the fox seems weaker. Eventually, the animal curls up in the corner of the window well. Then, on Sunday night, two workers from the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Minnesota called to say they volunteered to help save this little fox. The staff's members lower a 12-foot-long ladder into the well and climb down. The young fox is too weak to run from them, so they easily scoop him up in a towel. They went straight to the animal hospital, Ubel says. That's when I realized it was more serious than I thought. To the right of this text is the map of where gray foxes live. Above is a picture of a gray fox, thinking, next time, I want beetle flavor. This fox is being fed. There are three text boxes on the picture. One says, what is the caption for the photo? A staff member feeds the fox special formula that helps starving animals. Gray foxes sometimes hang out on tree branches. Grasshoppers, beetles, and butterflies are on a gray fox's menu. Let's turn the page. Careful care. At the rehabilitation center, the staff discovered that the fox has lost too much muscle and fat while trapped in the well, and his organs, like his heart and lungs, are about to stop working. Hospital workers can't even detect any blood pressure. Worse, blood work reveals that the fox also has lead poisoning, likely because at some point, the fox had eaten animals that had been shot with lead ammunition. The staff worry that this fox won't survive the night. They use a syringe to feed the little fox a special liquid meal, careful not to give him too much food at once. They place him in a small kennel to rest and receive treatment. After a few days at the hospital, the staff start to treat the fox's blood. For the next few weeks, they give the fox medicine that removes lead from his blood. This makes the animal very tired. This treatment is very hard on the patient, says Tammy Vogel, who works for the rehab center. Above this text, there's a picture of a fox. When gray foxes have extra food, they bury it and mark the secret spot with urine. These foxes can have up to 7 kits at once. The caption for the top photo says, "The fox explores its outdoor enclosure at the farm." And the caption for the lower photo says, "The rescued fox returns to the wild." Best fox friends. The fox stays at the rescue for 47 days until he is recovered from the poisoning and back to a healthy weight. Plus, he is now snarling at the rescue staff. And that's a good sign. The rescuers take this fox and another youngster that had recovered from a fractured leg to a rehabilitation farm nearby in Independence, Minnesota. Our job is to make them stronger and teach them hunting skills, rehabilitator Connie LaFond says. The two foxes settle into a large outdoor pen. They climb trees, dig dens, and search under piles of leaves for their meals. At first, dead mice, eggs, and apples. A few weeks later, the pair are pouncing on live mice. Over the next 3 months, the foxes adapt to life outside. By August, their fur grows thick and fluffy for the coming winter, and they always run away when LaFond approaches. Plus, it's the time of the year when these youngsters would be leaving their mother's care. Rescuers know it's time to release them. LaFond drives the two healthy foxes to the forested area in northern Minnesota and opens their crates. She watches as the pair return to the forest. "I'm not sure that they'll stay together," she says, "but I like to think that they have each other as company if they want." On the right-hand side of the page is an article titled, "Fox Photo Shoot." Just before the gray fox left the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, staff called National Geographic Explorer Joel Sartor. This photographer is on a mission to take close-up photos of every species living in zoos, aquariums, and rescue centers. Hoping to inspire people to protect animals, Sartor has photographed nearly 14,000 species so far for his project, called the National Geographic Photo Arc. Sartor lives a few hours away in Nebraska, and he hadn't yet shot this subspecies, a prairie gray fox. So rescuers asked if he'd come take photos of the youngster. Sartor always photographs his subjects on white or black backgrounds to remove distractions in the photo to show that each animal he photographs is just as important as any other. He chose to capture pictures of this fox in a small white photo tent. The fox sniffed around, then stood at the back of the tent like he was waiting to see what was going to happen, Sartor says. Read on for more stories about Critter that Sartor has photographed at rehab and rescue centers around the world. The caption for this photo is, "The fox poses for photographer Joel Sartor." Here are some more rescued critters. Common woolly monkey, Cetacibama manoas Brazil. This monkey had been illegally taken from the wild to be a pet, Sartor says. They didn't feed her the right food, so her arms became deformed. She can't be released back to the wild, but she's thriving at this rescue center. Eastern Cottontail Rabbit, Wildlife Haven Rehabilitation Center, Ile de Chenis, Canada. This baby rabbit was found without its mom, and it wouldn't survive the winter without help, he says. After some time in care, rehabbers released it. Bengal Slow Loris, Endangered Primate Rescue Center, Cuc Phuong National Park, Vietnam. These primates are rescued from the illegal pet trade and brought to live at the center, where they can be safe from poachers, Sartor says. Leopard Cats, Angkor Center for Conservation of Biodiversity, Siem Reap, Cambodia. These youngsters were found in a burning field without their mother, he says. The pair snuggled close together in my photo tent, and they were later released back into the wild. Coyotes, Nebraska Wildlife Rehab, Omaha, Nebraska. These rescued pups wanted to run around, sniff, and play during the photo shoot, Sartor says. They were released at about 8 months old. Let's turn the page. On this page, there's an activity where you can find out if you would survive in the age of the dinosaurs. You can ask a parent, teacher, or guardian to do this activity with you. Let's turn the page. Here, there are several pictures of puppies, where you can look at the puppies and tell which adult dog they'll grow up to be. Let's turn the page. On the left-hand side is a funny fill-in. On the right-hand side is a poll where National Geographic readers answered which landmark they would most like to visit. 15% wanted to visit Angkor Wat in Cambodia. 11% wanted to visit the Giza Pyramids in Egypt. 22% wanted to visit Machu Picchu in Peru, 14% wanted to visit Taj Mahal in India, and 38% wanted to visit the Eiffel Tower in France. On the next page is a Find the Hidden Animal Challenge, where animals are hidden sneakily in plants, trees, and rocks. And lastly, on the last page are two more activities that you can do with a parent, teacher, or guardian. On the left is Back Talk, where you can find a funny caption for the picture, and on the right are some jokes involving animals. And that's it for the May edition of National Geographic Kids. Thank you so much. I'm Chris, Radio Volunteer Claire.